This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Russian transport jet Friday delivered the first part of the $2.2 billion missile system to a Turkish military airbase outside Ankara, causing concern from Brussels to Washington. The Turkish defense minister told acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper by phone Friday that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat, and buying the S-400s was a necessity. He added it did not indicate a change in Turkey's strategic orientation. Washington says the S-400, with its advanced radar that could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States has ruled out delivery of its latest F-35 jet if the Russian missiles are deployed, and Turkish firms face being frozen out of the consortium that is building the F-35. Gibraltar police say that on Friday that they had released all four crew members of the Iranian Grace 1 tanker on bail without charge after officials detained the ship last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar police said earlier on Friday that they had arrested the two second mates from the tanker one day after the vessel's captain and chief officer were arrested. In a statement, the police said all four crew members received bail with conditions. It did not elaborate, but said the investigation was ongoing and that the Grace One remains in custody. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Friday the ship's destination led to its seizure.
And we are being clear to Iran that we are not seeking to escalate this situation. The reason that the Grace One was seized was because of the destination. It was going to Syria. That was a clear breach of sanctions.
Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Friday that the seizure of the tanker has consequences and that Britain's legal pretexts for the capture are not valid. This is VOA News. Forecasters have issued more hurricane warnings for parts of Louisiana coast as Tropical Storm Barry churns ominously in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. President Donald Trump declared a state of emergency in Louisiana Thursday night, authorizing the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management to coordinate federal funds and resources to help the state cope with the storm and its aftermath. Meteorologist Benjamin Schott warned residents to be ready for heavy rain and flooding.
Heavy rainfall will be possible. Major to near or even record flooding will be possible on rivers and streams around the area.
The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen before landfall and hit the coast as a Category 1 storm. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is resigning amid renewed scrutiny over how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A nationwide wave of arrests of immigrants facing deportation will commence this weekend, according to President Trump, confirming that the plan intended to discourage a surge of Central American migrants was on track after a delay. The operation, to be carried out in 10 cities, is expected to target families that have recently been ordered deported by an immigration court but have not yet left the country.
It starts on Sunday, and they're going to take people out, and they're going to bring them back to their countries, or they're going to take criminals out, put them in prison, or put them in prison in the countries they came from.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed says her police officers will not help in the raid.
As part of our sanctuary city policy, our city is committed to not dedicating any financial resources to cooperating with ICE. We will support and stand by our immigrant community.
The president, who has made cracking down on illegal immigration a centerpiece of his administration, is trying to deal with a surge of mostly Central American families crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Many families are approaching border officials to seek asylum. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
If It's VOA. One.